What's up, and welcome to the Christmas episode of the Podfathers. It's getting cold up here, unless you're someone like Chaps who lives in his $100 mansion down in Texas. It's probably like 85 degrees down there. But for the rest of us, we're just trying to stay warm in this cold December weather. And what better way to stay warm than by getting a subscription to Fuego Box? What they do with Fuego Box is they go out and they get the best hot sauces from around the world. And they send you three new sauces every month. You subscribe, get your sauces, warm up, wait for that next delivery to come. So what you're going to do is you're going to go to FuegoBox.com and put in the promo code PODFATHERS. Stoolies get a $10 discount. Just go to FuegoBox.com and use the code PODFATHERS for $10 off your first box. They sent us a few samples, and let me tell you, they're awesome. I like a little bit of heat. I like a lot of heat. They cover the whole range on the scale. You go to Buffalo Wild Wings, you see a little temperature thing. I love having kind of a whole spectrum to go on here. Fuego Box is going to hook it up for you. Check it out. They got tobacco, sriracha. I can never say that word right. We got Frank's hot sauce. All that stuff to the next level, to the 10th degree. Fuego Box, best stuff on earth. Let's go.
Let's do it. What the fuck are they saying? What are the lyrics in this?
Dahu Dore, Dahu Dore. Christmas, it's Christmas Day.
Is Dahu Dore just made up Dr. Seuss gibberish, or is that
a thing?
I think
it's a language.
It's what worship Satan stuff.
It could be just a traditional tribal Whoville language.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, like a Whoville original, those weird-ass Whoville Whos. The Whos were a weird breed. I don't blame the Grinch for being like, fuck those Whos, I don't trust them.
Yeah.
I'm gonna ruin their time.
I mean, I'm not much of a guy to like be racist, but if I was gonna be racist against any group of peoples, it would be the Whos.
It'd be the Whos. I would steal their Christmas, no problem.
Right,
Cindy Lou Who. I would ruin your Christmas every day.
I mean, and if the Jim Carrey version is true, and they really did make fun of the Grinch for being like extra hairy, dude can't control that.
Yo,
that's a disease.
Right. Come on. Maybe you know how they did like what was the play Wicked? How it was like all reversed and you saw things through. Really. They should do that for the Grinch,
dude,
and how things
up.
Went through his eyes.
We could write that for a podcast.
Right, seriously. We'll cut that. If anybody does that, we get at least 25%.
Verbal trademark right there, done. It's
done.
Legal.
Intellectual property. Today's the Christmas edition of the Podfathers. Christmas is here. Christmas week is upon us. Fellas, guys, dads, it's time to go out and get gifts because I know y'all waited to the last second. So go get your kids' gifts. Go get your wife's gifts. You're going to overpay for stuff because you waited, and now you have to like go on like eBay and pay a premium because you didn't get it in time. All that nonsense.
Even Prime's like, dude, I can't even help you right now.
Yeah, there's like two-day delivery, same-day delivery, and then like, dad, you fucked up delivery, and that doesn't exist.
Yeah, that's you actually have to get in a car and go somewhere.
Right, like it's the 1800s again.
UPS guy side-eyeing you like, you son of a bitch. I want to be home with my family, but I can't because you're a bad dad.
My UPS dude dropped something off at like 8:30 the other night, and I was like, brother, it's the beginning of December. You are fucked.
Oh.
You are so screwed, man.
There's legit budget. Like, I think it's now you can, like, you rent a budget car and you can be like a UPS guy. Like, there's budget cars coming in my driveway. I'm like, oh, I'm about to get robbed right now. They don't know that I'm working from home. And it's just a dude dropping off something I bought on Amazon like 3 weeks ago that I forgot all about.
So Christmas is a lot that goes on during family life in the Christmas season. And I think the first big difference for me as a dad was the difference between Christmas when you are a kid versus when you are a parent. And just in general, not even just parent, when you're an adult. Because I got to the point where we were married, and the holidays and Christmas just kind of became like, all right, we got to go see my parents, we got to see your parents, we got to see your aunt, we got to check this off, check that off, you're going to be here for Christmas Eve, here for Christmas. And it's not fun. It's just not fun.
No.
And then you add kids to the mix, and I think it starts to come back a little bit. I'm sure for you chaps, you have kids who are of age to really enjoy Christmas. So the whole Christmas spirit comes back then. Similar to how you still do Halloween all out. I feel like just in general, kids will bring out the best in those holidays again. I'm still stuck in it where it's like, yeah, she can't really tell what's going on. So Christmas is just a big old pain in the ass.
And I will say, this about Christmas. There is 100% a sweet spot with your children that is the best age. Age 3 to age 7 about is really the perfect window. Because almost anything that you get them, they are going to love it.
Right.
Like, no matter what it is, they like it. If it's clothes with their favorite toy on it or whatever, favorite cartoon character, they absolutely dig it. The 4-year-old's gift requests are bananas.
I'm sure.
So, like, last week we were sitting there. I was like, well, what do you want to tell Santa that you want for Christmas? And she's like, a polar bear, a real-life polar bear that doesn't bite me, but he's nice and he's also soft, and a baby giraffe, a real giraffe. And I'm like, do you ever want it to be big or stay like a baby? Stay a baby. And she's looking at me like deadpan, like, motherfucker,
that's
you
asked. What's on the list.
Like,
yeah, here's
don't
the answer.
Ask if he can put anything. And so we saw Santa. I was like, Santa, can you let McCartney know that a polar bear would be a little bit too big for your sleigh? And he was like, oh, well, maybe a stuffed polar bear.
Like, yeah, shout
now
out,
I
Santa.
Have to buy a stuffed polar bear. Yeah, thanks, Santa.
Like, thanks, Santa. We already got everything done, dude.
Now you got to go on Amazon and buy the goddamn stuff.
Clem, are you at the point where Sienna knows what's going on and enjoying it? Or
so we had the second birthday party, and she now enjoys opening gifts.
Was she sick? Did she get sick?
She was sick.
Yeah.
Oh, it was without fail, man. 2 days of tears and a little fever and the whole nine, man. It was a nightmare as always with her. But now she's starting to enjoy gifts. So like Chap said, like, it's like, all right, now instead of just buying you a ton of stuff and everyone buying stuff that we don't need, now she at least appreciates it by, you know, peeling some stuff off and whatever.
Yeah.
So it's kind of nice in that regard. However, the one thing that is not, as we kind of say, like Santa Claus, and we're building it up, who she's starting to warm up to, which is nice. But we can't do the, if you do that, Santa's not going to come, which I'm dying to be able to use on her.
Why, it's so good.
There's no recognition
she's
yet,
just
you
like,
mean?
Yeah, who the f- cool.
Oh, got it.
See you later.
I
here,
mean,
she doesn't know.
Like, as soon as I can play that card, I'm going to start playing it, you know, in January for the next year. Be like, Santa's not going to come
it
in
really
362 days.
I feel like Halloween is the trigger for that. You know, like, they always say, like,
4th of July, bro. 4th of July.
When
Christmas
you're sleeping,
comes
when you're awake, like, when bad or good, goodness sake.
That's it.
Yeah.
Follow the rules. It's the gold. It's the Ten Commandments here.
God bless you, Hutch. You do let them off the hook the rest of the year? Like, you won't use Santa as, like, the hammer?
No, because I feel like, just like if you're told that you're stupid every day. If you're told you're stupid every day,
eventually
you
don't care.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So you really want to get all of it that you can. If you use it all year long, it's not going to be effectual at all.
You want to play those cards sparingly. Quality, not quantity.
Exactly.
I do have a buddy who had a really good one. He, I guess, maybe, you know, outside of the Halloween window, he would say, get off the stairs. No, I'm not going to go upstairs. All right, we're going to go take you to get shots. And that is one of the greatest parenting things. I have a few from this guy. He is fantastic. He
Just fucking threaten your kids. Yeah.
Shots.
I mean.
Yeah, my buddy, when I was in the Marine Corps, used to do that to his kids. Like,
specifically shots?
To the doctor. Or dentist. It was dentist. I'm going to take you to the dentist. And the kid was just like, oh, God.
Oh, I'm going to slap you in the face. I'm gonna beat you if you don't get up the stairs.
I'm going to make you have good oral health.
I mean, I am all for threatening and scaring your kids into behaving, but I'm going to go get you shots. It's aggressive.
You're getting shots. You're
sometimes
getting...
we go.
It's like the only bad thing in their little lives is the shots.
You know, like, you have these. I try to play like we're like good parents, you know, but we have our moments too. Last week when I was sitting there eating with McCartney, she is a terrible eater, like I've mentioned before. Mm-hmm. We are really trying to get her to try new stuff. And I had just like got to the end of my rope, dude, like totally. And I was like, McCartney, if you don't eat this fish, I swear to God, I'm going to kill myself. And her face is just like, what? Because we've been talking about dying because her grandfather had died.
Oh, my
and she's like,
God.
She's like, you're going to be dead like Granddaddy?
You didn't eat your fish and now Granddaddy died?
So I am dying.
So I think like that's one.
Oh my God.
Learn from Pappy Chaps. Don't tell your kids that if they don't eat their fish, you're going to kill yourself.
Yeah. You're going to be dead like Granddaddy. Yo, you know me. I love a good old threat of suicide. I love a suicide threat, but it's aggressive.
It was.
I swear to God, I'm going to kill myself. Merry Christmas, folks. That's his dad because his fucking his daughter wouldn't eat fish. Yo, fish, that's a tough sell, man.
It is a tough sell.
We're not being like, eat
chicken
your veggies.
Chicken nuggets is a tough sell for this little bitch. You don't eat shit.
Oh, man, I'm going to kill myself.
I could just see McCartney at a friend's house, like, McCartney, you want fish sticks? And she just, like, starts shivering. Like, yeah, I'll take three. Just give me three. I'll just do whatever you do.
Yeah, I'll start bringing my daughter to my PTSD classes with me. We'll just go, like, father-daughter together.
Just triggers. Oh, man, that is – there is a look inside inside parenting right there. Sometimes desperate times call for desperate measures, man.
It didn't even work. Like, she knew what it was, and she was just like,
I'm not doing that.
Can I have macaroni? Like, God damn it, yes.
As a matter of fact, you can.
I don't even care if my kid becomes a macatarian. Like, she could be like, only eat macaroni and cheese. As long as she's getting those calories in,
100%.
I'll pump her little body full of gummy vitamins all day.
I think about that all the time. Like, it's at the end of the day, it's just for survival. I'm just trying to keep you alive. So, I don't know. Eat whatever the fuck you want to eat. As long as you get enough calories and you can grow and your brain works, I don't fucking care.
No, I'm not trying to get her like 600 from like a Frappuccino or something like that. I think if it's like carbs and dairy, we're all set, man.
Yeah, man. Something on the pyramid. As long as we're on the pyramid, we're good to go.
My kid's gonna have like a goiter by kindergarten.
Diabetes, she's all fat and everything. I mean, this is that was special. That was special. Merry Christmas to
Christmas.
As far as the gifts, though, I mean, that does sound like a sweet spot where it's like, hey, here's a fucking pair of mittens, and it's cool because Santa got them for you. And then eventually they get to the point where they're like, I want the new this and the hot new that, and it's going to cost you this much money. And you're like, fuck.
See, we've talked about me being the elder statesman. Mm-hmm. I've gotten a lot of great ideas from my wife because, you know, you're going to experience really for the first time, and you're going to experience probably even more because people know your daughter's still less than one.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to get her, like, clothes, like, two tees and stuff like that. Once you get to be about two or three, it really shifts from clothes, which they still need and grow out of, and the parents constantly have to pay for it, and it's going to shift to a bunch of toys because the kid can show, like, appreciation for the toys. What you have to do, find the toy or two or three that your kid really likes from the Christmas gift, leave the rest of them in the box, take all those fuckers back, and you might have to do three trips. So any toy that you get, you could take it to Target, Walmart, or I think Toys R Us. If it's a toy, it's going to go back to one of those stores. So if they're like, oh, we don't have that one here, take it to the next one. You stop three times, you can get all that money on gift cards and use it for clothes
shit
or
you
whatever.
Actually need. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's brilliant because otherwise you're just going to have the three toys that they're going to primarily play with out of the 40 toys that they get.
And a whole bunch of shit in the corner that you got to clean up.
And it's just going to be there, and it's going to be one of the things that they drag out of the toy box that's just going to lay there and never really get played with.
Well, that's actually a very, that's very specific help right there on how to do it.
Chaps was going to hit us with, and then you take that money and you and your wife treat yourself to a nice dinner and a night out together.
Hey, buddy, I'm not telling you that. There's always room to add. It's a community. We learn from each other. I teach you not to tell your kids you're going to kill yourself. You say, get a bottle of wine for your spouse. Good idea.
I'm at the stage with the toys where, like, my parents always used to joke about this growing up. Like, all you guys wanted to do was play with the box. You would take the toy out and play with the box. And I heard that my whole life, and now I'm seeing it in action. Not specifically boxes, but all Shay wants to play with is electrical cords. That's it. She loves fucking electrical cords.
So just go with it. Like, get her a box from, like, the dollar store of every kind of, like, HDMI cables and shit.
Honestly?
And put it in a box, and she would be like, oh, my bitch.
I swear to God. I was going to do that. My dad was like, I think I'm going to get her an extension cord for Christmas. And I'm thinking, like, well, this is probably frowned upon. We won't plug them in. You might wrap it around your neck,
but
I'll keep
an
eye on you.
Does this look like the face of a dad who would buy his daughter extension cord?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, hey, it's all about making your kid happy at this point. It's Christmas. Come on. Give them what they want.
I can't wait to blog about your daughter and something
done. No, absolutely not. You will not be blogging about
my daughter. One of the most fun games is, and it was a thing that was played on Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel does it every year. And I did it with pears.
You're sick. You're fucking
I did it with pears, like an early present.
You do a Jimmy Kimmel prank on your kid.
It was a can of pears or something like that. And my older daughter is so sweet. She was like, you know I love canned pears. She's like, can I have these after dinner? And I was like,
nah, this didn't work.
Yeah.
Fine. I love you.
I'm going to kill myself if you eat those pears.
Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel, I got her.
That should be Jimmy Kimmel's new prank. Everybody go home and tell your kids you're going to kill yourself and record their reaction.
Actually, don't do that, Jimmy. That'll be our thing. You can email
Podfathers.
Email Podfathers. We'll make a compilation video.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine if we actually get fans making videos? Hey, Daddy's going to kill himself.
Now, if it's a 6 month old or they don't really understand English,
go
ahead.
Go for it.
Don't tell your mother.
Do not
tell your mother.
Yeah, on the next edition of Don't Tell Your Mother. So, I mean, getting toys and shit right now just seems completely silly to me. But, you know, I got a wife who's going to be like, we got to get her gifts. We got to get her presents. Her birthday is also, her birthday was 10 days ago. So there's always that overlap, too. There's always that, like, danger. That's why I wanted to move her birthday to June.
I thought that was a great idea.
It's such a brilliant idea. Choose your own birthday. It could revolutionize the world. You don't like it where it is, just move it. Doesn't matter. Just start pretending. I had my wife going. I had her going for a little bit. It didn't end up quite working out, but I don't know why it didn't. If girls would just use their fucking heads for once, my kid could have a beautiful summer birthday and no overlap with Christmas at all. It'd be perfect. But no, we gotta celebrate your birthday on the actual day you came into the world. Okay, you know, there's fucking rules all the time.
She's gonna find out too, and it's gonna be when she's a teenager and she's fighting your wife every night, and she's gonna be like, wait, I could have my birthday in June when it's nice out and not near Christmas?
No kid wants a summer birthday.
Most kids would prefer that over potentially getting gypped for Christmas.
That part is true.
Birthday.
June 12th, though. That's
my daughter has her birthday is June 21st. And it's always rough, like, getting her friends because they just got released from school. That's when a lot of families go on vacation.
But June 12th is gravy, man. That's like one of your last days of school. Everyone's happy.
Yeah. And then you're like, oh,
but they
and
go
we're
out of town right
today?
Away. So are your friends not going to be able to go to your birthday party?
All the more better for me, Pappy Chaps. Oh, sorry. Only three friends can make it to your birthday. That's only one pizza pie and a couple slices of cake. Here we go.
McCartney's birthday was dope this year, though. The splash pad.
Oh. That
we wanted to go. Yeah. We're like, you got any extra invites? How much are flights to Texas?
We were texting about the birthday party, and the guys were like, what's a splash pad? And
shit is awesome.
I sent it, and it's if you don't know, it's just basically when you're a little kid, you really like to play in the sprinkler. At least I did, like, growing up in the South. I was always about running through the sprinkler.
Yeah, if you didn't have
like,
a pool.
It's like a sprinkler that's pumped full of more steroids than Mark McGuire. It's like... The sprinkler heads have a – they wear like a size 9.5 New Era hat. They're just ready to go.
Yeah, that looked – see, that's what you could have. June birthdays. You can't do that in December.
Well.
In New York. God damn it. He feels
still
bad at this point.
For every time I'm like,
face,
what?
Your face to defeat right there was bad.
God damn chaps.
See, and that's the thing is when you have the birthday parties in the house and it's like we're a November birthday and it's right – I mean we're basically past the point. Last year we got lucky and it was nice and people went outside. This year it was just a little too cold and I was ready to lose my marbles. So you're December, you're screwed.
Yeah. I mean it just sucks for – we can move it but I guess we're stuck. And I guess what I can do though, I can use the double. I can be like Santa Claus is not coming. The triple. It'll be Santa Claus is not coming. We're not going to celebrate your birthday, and I'm going to kill myself.
Oh, cancel the birthday party is a big one.
That's a
so
big trump card, right?
I had that one in June, and then again in October for McCartney. And then I have – so basically, I have McCartney on lockdown from October to
through
December.
Christmas.
I mean, she's really, really bad. But theoretically, it would work well.
Well, that's where – I mean, you know, you guys – do you do the Elf on the Shelf?
No.
You basically just are the Elf on the Shelf. Like, I'm looking at you and I'm going to kill myself.
Was that a red hair joke? Or?
Yeah. Hey, double. Yeah. Works for both. I think that shit is genius.
Yeah.
We were talking about it the other day with my brother and sister-in-law. And we were just saying, we're like, so basically it's like he's a security camera at all times, even when you're not there. And they're like, yeah. And they're like, he whispers to you and he does all this stuff. And they can't touch him either or else he like disappears and leaves. And I was like, these motherfuckers, like, I hate every single inventor that comes up with something as stupid as Elf on a Shelf because they're billionaires off of nothing. God bless those folks. That's the person who said shots when you were sitting on the stairs.
Yeah.
But Facebook has ruined Elf on the Shelf for a lot of people.
How's that?
Because
they know that it's.
Well, no, because it's so many parents see it, and you have the parents that post everything about their kids, like people give a fuck. Like, right. So you have just
these
1,000
fucking people,
posts.
They start a podcast talking about their kids and
I know,
shit.
So
like,
stupid.
Who fucking
like,
cares?
Who cares, dude? Like, no one cares about your kids.
You're going to tell stories about your kid on the air? I'm going to listen to that.
Yeah, download, subscribe, and review? No way.
Fucking 5 stars? Yeah. Leave a good review for us? No way. But so you think that people talk about it too much. It needs to be one of those things that's like, Elf on a Shelf works as long as somebody talks. First rule of Elf on a Shelf, don't talk about Elf on a Shelf.
There's a lot of parenting techniques and parenting things that are like that. That so many people talk about it that you're just kind of like, I don't want to do that because everybody else
that.
Do that.
I could definitely. So you just don't even do Elf on the Shelf because it's so like, do
and
you do
I
Elf on the Shelf?
And I think that that's a big reason why that Christmas has gotten to the point where it has with the amount of gifts because people
you
post.
See other kids.
Well, they'll post on, like you'll see the families like post the picture of like post presents, post Santa coming. Tree and then like, oh, there's more here, there's more there. Mm-hmm. And the same thing, Pinterest has ruined so much stuff because it gives people so many craft ideas that the mothers and fathers just judge the shit out of every birthday party. Like, oh, this cake, I wonder if she made the cake
yeah.
or if she got it. Like, oh, it's such a competition, man.
Shut the fuck
It's
up.
So much just for the pictures.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. It's all, I mean, it's what's ironic is that all these things are for the parents, really. Like your kid doesn't know.
Especially
doesn't
too.
Know
like,
what
the kid does not care at all.
Right. They don't know what the centerpiece looks like or the banner or whatever. It's like, you just want a slice of pizza, a little bit of cake, and some sort of toy.
I said that to my wife the other day, too, because her birthday party was all homemade, her and her mom, who are crazy craft people. And I'm like, is this for the baby who's not going to remember this party or for the woman who's going to take 1,000 pictures of it
right.
And doghouse.
Yeah, I was going to say
so
that.
We usually, like, the last couple years, my wife has gone, like, above and beyond, like, making all these fancy crafts for all the different family members, like, all the grandmas, grandpas, whatever. And then this year, she had, like, a premonition. She was like, I don't think anybody even really cares.
Nobody
cares. She was like, they put it in their box, and then it's done, and I've spent hours and hours.
The worst.
And I'm like, babe, you're an amazing mom. Like, you do, like, crazy, crazy stuff. Like, the amount of crafting.
Yeah, I'm sure it comes
out
beautiful.
It does, and she does a great job. But when she said that this year, I was so relieved. And I am so lazy that I'm stressed for her, like, having all these things to do.
Right.
I'm like, I dread it for you. Like, because the craft projects was like, okay, do this, step by step by step. And this year, she just, like, kind of put the ornaments in front of the kids and was like, paint them whatever way you want to. And then she just went back and was doing other stuff. And I was
I feel like they like, put so much pressure on themselves. And it's like, and don't get me wrong, things often will look a lot nicer or go a lot smoother or whatever. So I'm appreciative of that. It's like, a lot of things are done better because my wife is, like, a real adult. But I'm also, like, you know, the tree probably looked just as nice when the kids just threw the ornaments on, you know? It's like you cause so much stress for yourself, and then in turn there's, like, tension or you're mad, and it's like, you just relax, let these things go, and the family has a good time. Things still look nice, are still fun, maybe not as good, but God.
See, I think it's a really fun part of the tree, especially when the kids are, like, Shay's age and Sienna's age, when the tree looks fucked up.
Yeah,
when all
it looks like a one-year-old.
When all of the ornaments are in like an 8x8 area.
Yeah.
Like, they're just all right there. Like, right. Do you want to put any over there? Mm-mm.
Right.
Like, no,
this
I want
the one
right
spot.
Here.
Yeah.
This spot is the prime location.
Yeah.
It's basically like the Manhattan of Christmas trees. Like, it's just completely consolidated into one area. There's thousands upon thousands of other places that you can live and hang your ornaments, but it's like New Yorkers are essentially like a 2-year-old decorating a Christmas tree, and we're all going to hang out on this one tiny little branch.
Perfect. It's so cool.
Perfect.
It was such a cool spot of the tree, man. There's like so many single people in that tree over there.
So many single people in that tree.
You're going to get laid in that tree, I swear.
And the funny thing is, like, obviously, if you at least decorate your tree, but like, I don't know, as a kid, I could have the Rockefeller Center tree in my house. I didn't give a shit. I just cared about the Genesis I opened that morning.
Right.
And I was up in my room for the next 10 days. You know?
Right. Shout out to Sega Genesis. When you opened that bad boy up on Christmas morning when you were our age,
that was it.
Dude.
That was the pinnacle.
I got a little Genesis story if we have, you know.
We got a little time. Go for it.
Opened up the controller first. Poor job by the parents, by the
That's
way.
That's terrible.
Even
planning.
Having it out there in the wild.
Right.
Open it up, and I had little known, I had Sega Master System, which was like the pre-Sega. Like nobody, it was like the poor person Nintendo, basically.
Okay.
It predated Genesis. And they're like, oh, no, that works for your Sega. So I was like, all right, dumb idiot me. And then the next one was the Genesis, and that
Booyah!
Was what I was looking down.
And so maybe they weren't stupid. Maybe they did it on purpose.
What?
Maybe they did that on purpose.
They probably did. They're like, look at this. They're probably Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah. They're like, yeah, there's going to be this guy Jimmy Kimmel in like 20 years.
Give the kid the controller first. the tree. The tree. I like the tree. I do like. I'm all about the gifts when I was a kid. But I did like popping on the music, throwing some. We had my mom had the icicle, like crystal icicle ornaments that one of us without fail broke every single year, and to the point that she was like, "No touching the icicles."
See, I feel like that's a mistake. Like, yeah, new parents listening, don't do that.
Yo, get those like soft ornaments that are like knitted or whatever.
The handmaids, make them do it yourself, so then you don't have to worry about it. Whenever you get when your kids are older, then you can have a nice tree again. There's
got to
be like a 6 year thing,
like a moratorium.
Until you're six,
yeah,
you have a fucked up tree.
We had it actually was almost in a way like the tree had more character because throughout the years, we would be hanging like half icicles, quarter icicles, like shards of it broken because it was like all the idiot kids kept on breaking them.
Yeah, that was '89 when Kevin. I'm more of like, I like the homemade ornaments too. Like, that's the only ones I'm like, give me the ornaments to say my name on them and I'm putting them up right in prime location.
Yep.
And the glow, the Christmas glow, I'll go to my grave. Best part about Christmas, obviously, the smell of the tree is great. The happiness of others, too, I guess, if you want to throw
the
that
perpetual
in.
Help, yada, yada, yada.
Fuck that.
But you just turn the lights off, you turn on the Christmas lights and any little wreaths around the house you have, you just sit back. Christmas glow is where it's at.
A little bit of bourbon.
So my favorite.
Maybe a full body red.
There it is. I wouldn't mind partaking.
No.
So my favorite ornament that I had growing up, I looked electric. It was a Christmas tree, a felt Christmas tree.
I think everybody made that one.
But it had your boy's picture on it.
Yeah.
School picture.
And this is why it was good. Because when I was little, remember when Charlie was super poor and Willy Wonka?
Yes.
Yeah. I had that same red sweater and looked equally as poor because I had like huge cowlicks. But I looked so bad and so poor that it turned, I looked money.
Homeless chic.
Yeah.
It's a new look.
I have the my ornaments. I have that old school background that everyone has, you know, like the one you had in like third grade with like the lasers
the
in
picture,
the back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the laser background. Yeah, that's a classic.
Premium. That was like another like $35. Looking back, they just robbed us blind back then.
That's a racket. We just did a photo shoot for Shay's birthday and Christmas in one shot. And the prices that the photographer charges for just the digital image, like without the watermark. Bananas expensive, like $50 a picture.
And
my wife went through and she was like, I want this one, I want this one. She starts clicking through everything. She goes to checkout, not realizing that there was like $50 a picture. Checkout price is $1,400. She was like, wait a second, what's going on?
You got to get Millmore on that and figure out a way to eliminate
the
watermark.
Right? I was like, here's what's going to happen. I'm just going to screenshot it and like have pictures with the watermark because I don't really care. That's what's
going to
happen.
See, I feel like that's going to soon be a thing of the past, like the fancy pictures.
Well, first of all, you could just buy a camera and do it yourself. Like, this girl just sat there.
On her iPhone, literally.
Yeah, right. I mean, it was
right. Like, now that you have so many pictures of your kids.
Who cares about
Because I look back at my childhood, there might be, like, 30 or 40 pictures of me total.
Max.
There's 30 or 40 a week.
A day.
Yeah. I mean, so many pictures. So I think those things, we don't do it enough.
Yeah, it's I mean, you know, they're cute. They come out nice, but we did the cake smash thing, and she just sat on the cake. She just stood up and planted right on top
nice.
Of it. It was also a shout-out to my nephew. It was his one-year birthday a couple weeks ago, and they rented out like a little restaurant space, and he goes to a once-a-week music class, and so they hired the musician to like come do a sing-along. So your boy was sitting in the circle with Shay and like singing Knick Knack Paddywhack and all these like other kid songs. And my brother's buddies were all there, and they know me, and they know Barstool and shit, and they're watching me, like, sit there Indian style with Shay, and they were just shaking their head laughing at me. I was like, life comes at you fast, man. This is life now.
They're like, when's this guy going to start singing Snoozy Susie?
Yeah, hey, I should have been like, give me that microphone, man.
I had an experience the other day with two stoolies who were on the train. We came down for the Rockefeller Center tree. On the way back, wifey gets off the train in White Plains, and I have to go the rest of the way without her.
That's another 3.5 hours?
Yeah, exactly. You know, three trains and two horse and buggies later. And the minute she goes, Mama, Mama, and then meltdown, and I'm like, there's two stoolies right there, right across. It's just like, Clem is an awful, terrible, not incorrect,
that's,
maybe.
That's Podfathers in the Wild, man. That's fine.
Nightmare.
So along with the presents and the tree and all that, one of my favorite parts of Christmas is the movies, all the Christmas movies that are out. Again, I feel like as your kids get a little bit older and they can appreciate the movies, that to me is going to be the ultimate bedtime story for me when I can sit down, particularly with Home Alone, and watch with her and have her understand what's going on. I tried to do it the other night with her. I like plopped her on my lap and I'm like holding her there, like, you put your fucking face, look at the TV and enjoy it. It's Kevin McAllister. Of course, she doesn't understand yet. But
you do it with Brett still, office manager Brett. Yeah. Bring him in there.
I'm going to put him on my fucking lap. Like, Brett, watch this fucking movie.
We did it the other night in the garage. We had like a movie night. We do that whenever.
The projector, yeah.
And older daughter was loving it. Yeah. And little one, whenever, like, whenever he comes in and smashes the ornaments with his feet, she was dying.
Yeah, that's what I want. That's so bad. That
it was so,
I
mean,
good belly laugh.
Because I can remember, I'm so happy it's still like, I mean, I guess we got a long way to go with Shay, but I can remember being young myself watching that, and I'm so happy that it's like still alive, because I used to I still howl at that movie at certain points. To be able to share that with a kid, I think would be awesome. I got a long way to go. We'll see if Home Alone stands the test of time before she's really watching.
I'm gonna have Sienna on my leg, be like, then that's John McClane and that's his boy Officer Powell. We love him, he's our friend too. And
now, Hans Gruber is a stranger danger. You don't go near him. Any Christmas movies that you are particularly looking forward to or particularly are off the list? Because that's the best part of parenting is the control, where it's like, I'm not going to fucking do it the way that my parents did it or the way this goes on. So, like, that movie's off the list. Like, me particularly, the Claymation Rudolph one, fuck out of here.
I don't think it's good either. I'm not a big Rudolph
trash
guy. Yeah.
Trash.
My favorite one that I can't wait to introduce you, it's a new clock, like Elf.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to watch it this weekend, but I'm out of town, so
Absentee father over
here. Yeah, I put the kibosh on being able to watch Elf. It's on the DVR, ready to go, like, as soon as I get home.
That's truly a new classic, too. That is the most modern, most recent classic.
Because usually now when they do it, they're bad.
Yeah.
Like, the Christmas movies. But that is going to be a classic Christmas movie.
Forever.
It's fantastic.
Have they ruined it with an Elf 2 yet? I feel like they're going to like eventually make it without Will Ferrell.
They talked about it, but I think that Carol didn't want to. There's like a little cartoon like add-on or something.
Like a Claymation or Step Brothers, if you listen to Trent, who believes that it's a sequel.
That was one of the all-time conspiracy theories. Did you know? Have you read this?
Mm-mm.
How his theory is that in Elf, the mom, because the mom is the same in both movies, Step Brothers and Elf. Mm-hmm. So the mom divorced the asshole dad from Elf and changed Buddy's name and went and remarried, and that's where Step Brothers.
And he even has the younger brother, and it I'll tell you, like,
that's a good theory.
Yeah, it holds up.
I went in very skeptical, and then Trent just keeps making points over. Go on Barstool Sports, look it up, Elf. It really starts adding up. Is Step Brothers the greatest Christmas sequel of all time? That or Home Alone 2? I mean, that's where we're at right now.
You got any Christmas favorites?
We don't. I don't have any for Sienna, because there's really, again, like we talked about last episode, it's basically just still sticking to the Mickeys and the Daniels and just the shows.
Sienna's in prime Frosty the Snowman age. Mm.
Yeah, so we'll get the we kind of got the Peanuts. Didn't really care that much about Peanuts. I'm starting to think Peanuts could be overrated now.
I can definitely see the new generation being like, what is going on?
Yeah.
I'm out.
But yeah, I'm excited for Frosty, and I will say this: I like Rudolph for this reason.
Once again, I knew it when I said "fuck Rudolph." I looked over at Clem, and he just had this quiet look on his face, like I actually like.
You guys have to hear me out. Who's his dad? Blitzen or Donner? I think it's Donner.
That's his dad.
His dad's one of the reindeer, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Really? I thought they were all just buds.
He is
co-workers.
The worst father of all. He is like ashamed of his son and his red nose. It's hilarious to watch from the outside looking in. Again, I don't, you know.
So what you're
Santa,
telling me?
Can I also?
Yeah, Donner.
So Santa, terrible leader,
not the best leader of men.
Like just because, like Rudolph was unproven, and so you're just gonna throw him out there the first time.
Well, sometimes you know when you got a good rookie that it's time. You know, it's like they came right out of high school into the pros, and you got to just turn your keys over the franchise over to that guy.
Blake Bortles. I'm sorry.
and then sometimes like maybe Rudolph starts balding and doesn't really perform, and I don't know.
That was disrespectful.
Sorry, Blake. It's a friend of the program.
Shout out to Blake. Also, shout out to all my Jewish friends out there. Stinks for you this time of year, huh? Especially this year. Hanukkah falls directly on Christmas. It's just like you're getting trounced. You're just getting blown out of the water.
Doors blown off.
Sorry. It stinks.
There's a donut coming out, a donut whopper, excuse me. I did not leave with that
correctly. Wait, what?
A donut whopper in Israel.
Oh.
For Hanukkah. And that is the ultimate, please pay attention to our holiday. Please look at me. We need something.
What does that even mean? Yeah.
Such a Burger King move, too.
Like a donut burger? Like the buns are donuts? Oh. Yeah.
Buns are donuts. Yeah. There's a Whopper in between. And then
I guess because
there's a yarmulke on top of ketchup.
I kind of like that move.
Yeah, I kind of like that move.
I mean, it's a disgusting burger, but, you know, the imagery is on point.
I think I'm such a jelly donut guy, I assumed it was a jelly donut. Like, when he said donut, I'm just thinking.
A donut burger would be a jelly donut.
How are they going to put jelly with burgers? Like, that doesn't even make sense.
On top of the movies, we're going to get into some emails in a minute, too. All sorts of holiday emails and war stories from you guys. But before we do that, there's the gifts, there's the decorations, there's the movies, but then most importantly, there is the Christmas music. Everybody's got some favorites, everybody's got some least favorites, and like I said, the best part is you get to control them. So what songs are you going to be playing for your kids, enjoying around the holidays, and what songs are you making sure their little ears never fucking hear so that you don't ever have to put up with it again? I'm going to start with one that I don't like. Hate Scrooge over here. it's weird because I like these little fuckers. I like these guys. I like their movies. I like their cartoon. I can't stand their song, and I'm talking about the Chipmunk song.
Alvin.
I like them.
Alvin!
It's a funny movie. It's a funny story. But this drives me fucking crazy.
I love the Chipmunks, and I heard this the other day, and I go, my parents must have fucking hated my ass when I would just... I remember playing this song on loop when I was like 5 years old, and I'm like, you little bad... Like, it's like anything my kid does to me, I've earned.
Yeah, it's karma. It's payback.
Yeah, it's karma.
I want a hula hoop. I mean, Chats, you're going to go ahead and make me like this song if you keep it up.
They say hula hoop electrically.
Hula hoop.
Yeah, that's good.
It's just
the whole David Seville thing. It's kind of weird too, right?
I don't really get the whole situation, to be perfectly honest. It's a little strange.
There's a lot of creepy characters in a lot of Christmas movies.
Yeah, you start to really break it down and think about it.
Like the dude in Frosty at the end, it's like, oh, Santa, I'm going to do this. And like he runs off like, dude, you're fucking 40. You know Santa's not real.
why do you still believe in this shit, dude?
Grow up, you little idiot. And he's a magician? This is perfect.
That guy, like, that's pre-crime written all over him. That dude needs to be locked the fuck up.
A magician that still believes in Santa?
Yeah. Okay, dude.
That murders magical creatures because he wants his hat back.
Yeah.
Asshole.
That's not even pre-crime. That's just straight up crime.
That's crime.
One you like or don't like, doesn't matter, whichever way you want to go.
I like the song that you picked that you hated, too.
Yeah, this is my other one that I don't like. And I'll tell you why in a second.
Hey, jingity jing. It's Dominic the Donkey.
Hell yeah.
Jingity jing.
I wish you could see these two idiots right now. Singing and dancing and clowning around. Unbelievable.
I'll tell you why I like this song. I heard it for the first time like 15 minutes ago.
Santa's got a little friend. His name
Wait.
Rhea told me about it. I had never heard of it.
Yo.
Never heard this song before. So it's brand new to me. This is what joy, like, this is the first time that I've been able to have a childlike joy in my 30s. Like, this is electric. Yeah.
It's Dominic the
Donkey. Keep going. All the people in the back.
The Italian Christmas donkey. La, la, la,
la, la, la, la, la. This just goes.
You know what the best part about that video is? They can't hear the song, so you guys are just dancing around like idiots or nothing. First of all, it's outrageous. This is the first time you've ever heard the song.
I know it is. Even in my own mind, banana land.
Have you ever even heard of like Dominic the Donkey?
No. First time I ever heard the phrase.
That's banana town. It's banana land. Banana
I don't
country.
Know why. Is that a northern thing?
Well, I'll tell you what it is, and two reasons why I don't like it. One, I don't like Italian people, and
such
this
an
is
asshole.
All about the guineas. And I can't imagine there's too many Italians down in Texas.
No.
So it's a big Italian thing, and I just don't like those people. Dominic, get out of town. Also, as you pointed out, it's very similar to the song that the Mets play in the seventh inning stretch. And anything that reminds me of the Mets makes my heart hurt and soul burn. So I am out on Dominic the Donkey. But I'm happy for you, chaps, because, you know, you looked like you really, really enjoyed yourself there.
I love it.
Yeah, clearly.
It's good.
Clearly you did.
A few more city trips. Chaps going to be a hardened New Yorker, man.
Seriously.
I'm going to go get a cheesecake when we get off the show.
You're not there yet. You're not there yet. Clem, what?
I'm working here.
Give me one of your faves.
Now, see, this isn't like a traditional Christmas carol, but I mean, I almost feel like it's too easy right here. I mean, Mariah Carey, the goddamn All You Want for Christmas is You. It's my favorite song of all time.
You're just gonna throw favorite song out there, not even favorite Christmas song.
It might be. I'll tell you, it's that
beginning too. That beat.
Your favorite song?
It might be at this point. That's okay. It's not my favorite. It's top 10. Top 10 lock in my top 10.
I want to hear Pappy Chaps hit those notes.
Okay.
Ready? You got to get the finger in the ear.
About the presents underneath the Christmas tree.
That's better than Mariah can do right now.
Yo, Mariah, thank God she has finally hung them up and she just lip syncs now, because she does not have that fastball anymore. She's got to throw some junk. She got to go Bartolo. Right now she's still trying to throw the fastball. She can't do it. But this song, it just goes.
I need my kid to love this song like she loves all the other songs I brainwashed her
into. What if she doesn't like it? It's impossible because of this right here.
It's impossible.
See, this song is so good because it has something for everybody. People that can sing like to really show those runs on the first parts, and this one is just straight, easy melody that even if you can
all hit
sing,
those notes.
You can go along, sing it in the minivan, you're going, everybody's shopping, you're in the mood, everybody's hot, wearing their sweaters, you crank the heat in the car too much, but you're cruising out, and then for like 2 or 3 weeks after Christmas, no one wants to sing in the car.
Nobody wants that, dude. And now, so do you have a period of time where you can't even listen to the song?
That's what I was going
to
say.
Like January is like, I'm not listening to All I Want for Christmas.
There's a chart that was on Twitter that I saw of All I Want for Christmas, the plays, and it's like a dead man's heart.
And then
it's the day after Thanksgiving. It shoots through the roof.
Yep.
Like, it's insane, like the difference of plays. It'll go from, like, no plays and then
she would probably be rich just off this song.
Yeah.
If she never made another song, I bet you she's still spending money.
If this was her Call Me Maybe, basically.
Yeah, if she was a one-hit wonder, it would be the greatest of all time.
I will play All I Want for Christmas. It's the only song Christmas song I will play any day of the year, including, like, thing is, January, everyone's on diets and you're miserable. It's not even worth mixing those. It's like my buddy won't drink Gatorade when he's drinking, because then you associate it with drinking. That's your hangover. That's, you know, church and state.
Yeah, I like that. What is a good point, though, and this is why I chose my song. I like Christmas songs that are just good songs in general, not necessarily a Christmas carol or a cheesy like kid cartoon song. And this is a Home Alone one. I can listen to this all the time. It's got the E Street Band playing, so that's right up my alley. This song, Alone on Christmas, I could listen to this in the dead of July 4th. This will be on at my barbecue.
What part of Home Alone is this in?
When he's driving over the bridge, when he's like first in New York and he's like cruising around, scoping it out because he finds out he's alone at Christmas. I feel like can save, songs like this can save parents a headache, where it's like an actual song that you can listen to, so you're not listening to the chipmunks pierce through your brain. Like, listen to a real song with a real singer, and it's kind of enjoyable for everybody out there.
It's, again, to use the Pixar analogy, it's something that has something for both people.
Right.
It's a real movie, but it's also kids and bright and makes everyone happy.
And that's really what life is about at this point, right? It's just try to find things that your kids like that you can also kind of tolerate.
Yes.
And so we now head over to the Podfather's mailbox. If you want to send in emails, talk about war stories, or whatever it is we're discussing on future episodes, go to kfcradio.com/askdad. And so today we got some Christmas ones, we got some holiday ones, and just in general, some more feedback from you guys. Let's see. Let's just
wait. We didn't do my one I hate.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I forgot that you like Dominic the Donkey because you're an idiot. Which one do you hate? Oh yeah, let's get into it. This fucking song.
Okay, so if you don't know this song, I'll play it because I went to school to be a preacher. I can play this song. This song is by like some contemporary Christian artist, and people in like the church world went nuts for it.
I'm sure,
like nuts. This song, the happiest time of the year for your family, should be the holidays. This song is about a kid going out of his way to earn money, to ask some dude to help him out, to pay for his mom's favorite shoes, because she's dying of fucking cancer.
It's the most depressing song.
Like, so you're you're riding around in the car, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle, Santa baby, baby, it's cold out. Like, you're going through these good songs, and then those notes start playing.
And everybody's just instant tears.
Steel chair to the face.
And you're just like, fuck this.
Damn, man, my mom's going to die.
Like, at some point.
Everybody's going to get cancer.
So you text your mom. Maybe that's the whole thing. Like, if your mom is still alive, new song is here to remind you that you might have her taken from you. And she might... Get her ass some shoes, dude.
I was going to say.
Get her some
fucking
shoes. Turn
to your kid and you're like...
Mom, I know you listen on Tuesdays. I'm going to send you some shoes.
Before you have
cancer or before you die.
Hey, baby, it's me, Daddy. Just want to let you know that I might die soon, so make sure you get me shoes for Christmas.
And it's so sad. This song is so sad.
It's so depressing. This
fucking
music video
watching is
depressing.
Because Mama might meet Jesus tonight.
What?
The last line is, I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight. Like,
that is horrendously depressing.
Terrible. And I'm going to put out a hard and fast rule. I don't know if you guys are ready for it. Hard and fast rule about Christmas songs. If you sing, it's the same rule applies to the national anthem. The national anthem rule is just fucking sing it.
Right.
You don't have to do all these crazy runs. Just sing it. Sing O Holy Night and sing it. It's a beautiful song. It's written well. You just sing it.
What's the note that they – what do people do that you don't like?
Okay.
Like they get fancy with it?
Christina Aguilera. She Christina Aguilera is it.
Yeah.
Like she just – she just – oh, holy night.
Yeah, it's the wavering and the wobbling.
I understand that you have falsetto and whatever, that word.
Al dente and Alfredo, all those.
All those pastas. Yeah. You have all that.
Well, just for the record, O Come All Ye Faithful and Hark the Herald Angels Sing can't be touched as far as Christmas.
I think Church O Holy Night is there.
O Holy Night is it's bronze. It's on the podium.
Ooh.
It's not touching those.
No,
two.
That's a hard disagree for me. And I don't think of it normally as a Christmas song.
I don't even know if I fuck with O Holy Night. Silent Night might bump it right off.
Wow.
Silent Night might bump it right off the podium.
No, Silent Night sucks.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. That's just an incorrect opinion.
But if I said yeah, then I win the debate.
Oh, okay. Oh, he won. Yeah. Shit, I lost.
There it is.
I don't know. Dominic the Donkey might be up
Dominic
there for church songs.
Thanks. Is Ave Maria a Christmas song? I feel like it is because it's in Home Alone.
No,
so
but,
therefore,
but
it's
they always
like
play it at funerals.
Right? Christmas shoes.
Played at my wedding.
Funeral song.
Yeah,
I played it at my wedding too.
That was
so maybe it's just like a church thing.
I love that song.
Shout out to Maria. Shout out to Mary.
I have a question for you. This was Charlie Witzko who tweeted us a couple weeks ago. Is Frozen, Let It Go, a Christmas? Is it out of place on a Christmas playlist?
Yes,
I think so.
Well, I would say so.
Just
too,
because
right?
It's cold doesn't make it Christmas.
Exactly, and I don't know. It was
South America. Ever heard
that's
of it?
A,
and it was like a 55-45 split too. And I was like, who are those 45% saying?
I've lost all faith in humanity. By the way, with Twitter polls, Twitter votes, things are always way closer than they should be. I don't
Corner
like
brownies,
anybody.
Man. That was when it was.
And footsie versus footsies.
Yeah,
footsie.
Singular.
See, idiot. There's always one idiot in the room. There's always one idiot in the room. All right, let's get into some of these voicemails here. We'll start with just a generic question about the show. This comes from Jay. Love the show. Would you recommend my wife listens to it? There's some good stuff for her, but also some things that would just poke the bear.
Yes, listen. Why would we ever say don't listen?
Listen,
yes.
Subscribe,
and tell your friends. Yeah. And tell your friends to tell their friends.
Even if you don't want to know about it, just go on her iPhone and press
download, subscribe.
This is why you should listen, because you're going to hear us say stupid things, and she's going to say, do you think that? And you're going to say no, and then you're going to be like, my husband's
or you can watch,
so
yeah. You can pre-listen and then listen together, and you'll... Like, if you think it's going to be an opinion that she'll disagree with, you could just be like, oh, no.
This is terrible. Yeah.
Throw us under the bus.
Play the blame on us.
Always.
Or you can watch her face and see the reaction.
Yeah. It'd be like, you give her the side eye, you see what she does. Like, yeah, no, I'm with you. That was terrible. That was terrible.
Yeah, you definitely shouldn't tell your kid they'll call themselves.
You know. I think chicks should listen to it. Chicks need, you know, it's like KFC Radio, too. It's like, you need to know how we actually feel, and we're never actually going to tell you to your face. So you have to listen to a podcast with three other dudes tell it like it is.
My wife, I think, listens just to be like, all right, what did he do that he's not telling me? And don't tell
your mother. Yeah. Well, it's like the don't tell your mother is like the fake don't tell your mother. What's the real don't tell your mother? Because I'm not going to tell.
That one's
going to
be on premium one day, man.
Right.
Make you
right. We were talking about this earlier a little bit. What's your policy? This comes from James. What's your policy on someone's birthday when it's near Christmas? Is that double the presents or normal amount of presents? My birthday is 2 weeks away, and I typically get gypped. You know, you like to say that you're going to, like, get your kids double the gifts and stuff, but, like, do you really end up
like, it's the same pot of money.
Yeah,
like,
that's the problem. Yeah. It's like there's only so many dollars to go around in a month. Also, if you were to get, like, double... I think you would kind of raise like an asshole because the pile of gifts would be fucking
and you wouldn't,
huge.
You wouldn't care about half of them.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing. Like you said, it's like you're going to only play with three of them or really like whatever clothes or whatever video game. So the other shit kind of goes by the wayside.
One
move your fucking birthday to whatever you want it to be.
One difficult thing about having older kid and younger kid, like the 11-year-old. The 11-year-old, what she wants for Christmas is expensive. Mm. Like a laptop for school or something like that. And then
the little one wants
what
the older one
has. The older one will have like 5 or 6 presents, and the little one has like 25.
And it's always better when you have 25
boxes,
right?
Yeah, and then the older one's like, feels like she didn't get it. I'm like, that one gift was $1,000.
Right.
That set us back, yo.
Yeah. All your sister's gifts combined were like $200, and yours is like $1,000.
Now go to your master bedroom with your fucking bouncy castle.
Go to your house. Go to your guest house or pool house. This is the biggest problem that I've seen so far from our end, because our daughter is a month before. You're like weeks before, if that. Is everyone will get her gifts for either her birthday or Christmas, and they snipe all of our Christmas gifts or our birthday gifts.
Right.
And it's like, oh, we wanted to get her this. We wanted to get her. So it's like, you can't tell them no. And then we're scrambling, and she's like, these asshole parents, I mean, they gave birth to me, but they give me all the crappy gifts.
Yeah.
We wanted to get you that, but we don't want
to. We're getting you extra stuff.
I give my parents credit for this much, though. They got her something we would have never gotten her, a goddamn drum set. And, like, that's out of movie.
Yeah, it really is.
Or a sitcom, right?
It really
is. Messed up.
My dad's a drummer. Like, he plays. He's played his whole life. He does even gigs occasionally.
That's awesome,
by the way. It's cool. Yeah, very cool. But, like, it's like
I want my dad to be able to play the drums. I don't want my kid to
be able to play the drums. And it's one of those things, like, if you buy the toy that makes noise, it goes to your house kind of a thing. Like, I was like, the drums go to their house, right? And my wife's like, no, it's staying here. She likes them. I'm like, are you trying to play me? Is there some sort of, like, I feel like there's a coup d'etat going on right now. And it's like, they're just trying to get me out of the picture. Right?
I mean, the loudest gift.
Because you can't even take the batteries out of drums.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's like, hey, here you go, little one. Here's a fucking air horn to just push the button and make as much noise as possible. Yeah, I mean, drums is just, it's just constant noise.
You say something your kid doesn't like and they reggae horn you.
I wish my parents could have a kid, so then I would then give
get
them
a drum set. Give them that one right back to them. This one comes from Brendan. He says, my first child is due in the middle of January. What should I get my wife for Christmas? Something not baby-related I think would be the best, because this is basically our last Christmas that won't be focused on the baby. Or should I get something baby-related? I understand both sides. I can see what he's saying, where it's like, you know, the rest of your life is going to be about your kids. So maybe one last time where she gets something not baby-related. But come Christmas, when your wife is about to pop, she's in full baby mode anyway,
yes,
bro. So
exactly.
you've missed that. You're already. It is about
that
baby.
That was last Christmas.
Like, exactly. You might not have known it, but it was last Christmas. So this was my push present. I think a good gift is some sort of jewelry, for her that relates to the baby. So, like, yep. I got a necklace that had S on it for Shay. Or you get a ring that has the birthstone of the kid or something like that. That is hers, and she can wear it or use it, but it is a, you know, a little hat tip to the baby, I think, is a good in-between.
It's tough, though, because this is, like, you'll get baby, you could get a baby gift this year. You're never, it's never the same. It's all, like, I was the one who went to my wife this year and said, how about for Christmas, let's just buy, instead of buying each other gifts, let's just buy bedroom furniture. Who says that? What kind of an asshole, me, says that? I hate myself for that, but you know what? Like, we are using, like, old furniture from my room. I think our night tables are from, like, my sister's in college. We live in, like, a dorm room, basically, other
it's
than the
time.
It's embarrassing. And but it's like there's nothing else. Like, it's either that or just get more stuff for the baby. You know what I mean?
And I don't really think that a lot of it goes to being, like, mom Christmas gifts. I feel like this is a really good time to do that joint one because the first baby is such a huge deal. Like, where the mom would probably feel pretty good about it being something that's representative of that she's going to be a mother.
Right, right.
So it'd probably be a good idea to get something that was
That. I think that they're in that mode and they're happy. They're happy.
But, yeah, as a parent, you definitely get to the point where you get, like, adult shit. Like, my wife dropped on me the other day that she wanted to get a Dyson vacuum cleaner for her Christmas present. And I was irate. Like, I was, like, legitimately upset.
That's like,
I was like, you're making me be the bad husband meme, like the guy that gets it. And whenever people tell you your friends ask, what do you get for Christmas, you're going to say a Dyson. Now, her best friend would be through the moon if she got a Dyson, too.
Right.
Because they all, like, talk
but
about,
the
like,
rest
Dyson.
Of them, it's like...
But I just can't imagine getting somebody a Dyson and be like, that's a good gift.
That's when
you... that's what you hear your entire life not to do. Don't get a cooking appliance. Don't get washer and dryer. Don't get a vacuum. And then she's throwing everything I've ever learned out by saying it. I'm like, you can get the vacuum, but
you
that's
know
not
what happens
Christmas
though? Present. It's because your wife is dead on the inside. she's dead. The hope and the childlike
but
happiness is dead, and we're all
gone.
Adults.
But
and it's
I
like,
also think,
I just need a fucking vacuum.
And this is gonna sound pretentious, but when you like reach like a certain age and a certain like socioeconomic status, like most of the things that you have, you kind of like want. There is no such thing as like a Sega that's out there like
right.
at this point in your life because if
yeah,
you wanted
yeah, yeah.
an iPhone,
you can
you
go get an
it.
iPhone.
You're not waiting like you
right.
are like a kid for a big
but,
present.
And sometimes something like a Dyson, it's like you don't really want to buy that, spend that on yourself. So it's a gift. And yeah, it's all coming from the same money, but it's
right.
like
and
I needed this. I didn't want to go buy
it
this.
It kind of makes you feel better by splurging a little bit.
You're spoiling
I was
yourself.
Like that with like my birthday present for 1 year. I was like, I want a big green egg for my birthday. And my wife was like, and this was like, it was in May. My birthday's in July, so it made no sense. So I was like, this is going to be my birthday present.
In my mind,
I'm like, I'm going to get more stuff for my birthday. It's too much down the road.
100%.
So you get caught doing that as an adult, too. You're like, oh, well, we'll go do and this will be our Christmas present. We tried to tell ourselves that with our vacations that we went to Florida this summer. Like, this will be some of our Christmas. That was fucking 6 months ago. Like, where's my Christmas present? Well, you remember when we ate that really nice seafood place? That was part of it.
That was it.
I got my wife a Dyson. I'm sorry, not a Dyson. That was her wedding present, which was the best. She was still talks about when she unwrapped the Dyson all these years later. I got her a Dustbuster for part of her birthday gift. It's still her favorite gift I've ever gotten her.
It doesn't that make you feel like your life's over?
No, 100%
it's like,
does.
Yeah, this is terrible.
But the look on it, your carpets, whenever it has those lines,
yeah.
like the fresh
that's
vacuum
how you know.
Lines.
Yo,
when
the
you walk in, when I walk in on Fridays and I see like on my office like the lines, I'm like, oh, baby.
Yeah,
like,
you did it, girl.
It's clean.
There could be like blood on the walls. As long as there's those lines on the carpets, I'm like, this place is so clean.
I'm like, yeah, I won this birthday. Like, you got me, you know, a basketball hoop with your parents, but I got you that Dyson. And you know what? Like, when the baby's just throwing rice everywhere, and you're like, I don't have to go get the Dyson. I can just get the nice little Dustbuster and make some lines here.
I did the opposite of what you did, Chaps. I'm the king of, like, I'll get you, like, a card that says, like, 2 tickets to a Broadway show. And it's like, I'm never fucking buying those things. You're never going to cash these in, but I'm getting credit
so
for it right
now. So she's
told
me, too, like, this is a good thing because we live close to an outlet mall. She's like, you suck at buying gifts for me, which is fair. Like,
yeah,
I do.
Absolutely.
Everybody sucks at buying a gift for that's not yourself because
yeah,
you're so
right.
particular as
you
an adult.
You can shop for yourself, no problem. But
she's like, I'm not ever buying you.
Giver, and I'm great at buying cards too, all right? So don't you lump me in with everyone else.
I doubt it. So
doubtful.
We go to like the outlets. And so now she just says, I just want like a purse budget when we go to the outlet because they have like Burberry
right.
and like Coach and all those things that she
Here's
wants
card,
to go get
baby.
One. I'm like,
go ahead,
dude. Yeah,
this
and
is
this
so
year,
much easier.
She's been texting me put this on the list. Or it's already in the Amazon cart.
Right, I already bought this.
That's money.
Yeah, that's like that. Because
I do suck.
My mom got to the point where it was like she would just wrap her own gifts and then open it up and be like, oh, thanks, guys. You got this for me. I'm like, yeah, that's what we need to get as parents.
I made the mistake, Kevin, like you had said, the IOU Broadway tickets. I'm the one who I would always buy my parents like actual like experiences or something. You spend like $200 to get a tour or something, and they would never, ever use them. So that's just money down the drain. Do the IOUs.
Right.
Best way to go.
And if they cash in, fine. If they don't, you know.
We do that for my mom and stepdad. And they actually
do it.
God
damn it.
We'll go on like Groupon and be like, we'll get them a hotel in like Fort Lauderdale or something like that. It's like $100 because it's on sale.
And you don't tell them
like,
that.
Oh, yeah.
You don't
I just
that.
Did. She listens every Tuesday.
One more question here. It's an important one about how to handle your kids and Christmas. This comes from Jeff. So this happened when I was like 7. Post presents, I asked my dad why Santa got me a certain color of something. And my dad said, quote, because that's the only color they had when I went there. Totally not thinking. And of course, because I was a shitty kid, I spazzed the fuck out about Santa not being real. I want to know if you pull this accidentally, do you try to cover it? Or do you just say, fuck it, and explain the whole Santa's not real thing? Time to grow up.
I think that at that age, close to 7, you probably know.
You probably should be.
I think 7 is
having
about
an inkling.
Yeah, like I think the last year for my older daughter was like second grade, and she was like, "Well, I didn't really believe after like first grade."
Yeah, I feel like
but
around first
there,
grade,
like, if I told them I don't believe them, am I still going to get the same amount of presents?
Yeah,
like it's a real nervous type of thing.
I feel like when I was in like first grade, I kind of knew, and I like opened up a closet, and there was a bunch of wrapped presents, and like I figured it out. I think my parents kind of like left that there. It was just like in the closet that I go into all the time. 7 is probably the point where if you did slip up like this, I don't know, kid. It's the only color I had when I was shopping there. You could easily cover that up. Like you could spin a lie, like, oh, I pick it up for Santa at
the only
store
kind that I could really
it.
The only kind that I saw that I told Santa that you wanted, I saw that color in person.
Right.
So I wanted
this sounded like a dad who wanted to be like, hey, I don't want to raise the idiot kid who still believes in Santa when he's in fourth grade.
I was gonna say I was a late realizer.
Clem, I wouldn't be surprised if you still believe in Santa Claus right now, okay, dude?
Clem's holding it together just to go cry in the bathroom.
He's like, wait, what do you guys mean? Hang on, wait, what's this segment about? I don't get
why
it.
Why is Clem weeping in the bathroom right now?
Why did Santa get presents from Santa last year? And I'm a dad. You really knew that? My wife's like, shit, no, she found out.
It is interesting, though. Like, if you – I want to keep the magic alive as long as I can, but you don't want the kid going to school, like, becoming the kid who still believes in Santa. I feel like you can get bullied. I feel like you can get made fun of.
Yeah, you gotta
like, oh, there goes Chaps, the fucking 10-year-old who believes in Santa Claus. What an idiot.
Yeah, that could probably happen. But I think that most kids are socially savvy enough. Like, when other kids are doing it, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, no, of course not.
I definitely don't believe in Santa.
Santa, yeah, right. Like, that's totally not real.
You can just Google Santa real now.
That's true.
As he crumbles up his list in his back pocket.
Wait a minute. What happens now with the internet? Just Google, is Santa real? If Google was smart, they would have some shit that says,
dude,
like, yes.
If they're old enough to Google, Santa should not be in the thing.
I feel like you can Google when you're like 6 months old now.
I think my kid Googles here and there. I'm like, how much Advil? She's like 1.875 milliliters, bro. Come on.
Let's see. Is Santa real? She'd just say yes.
Yeah, that would be Google. Have a fucking heart and just say yes.
Right,
like the
right.
Big letters when you...
I did that with condoms when I was a kid, when I was like a young kid. And I was like, yeah, I know what a condom is, but why don't you tell me and so I can tell you if you got it right.
Yeah.
And then they told me. I was like, yeah,
totally
sounds
that.
About right.
Totally. They start throwing up.
Like, wait, I don't get it at all. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
We have one more Christmas one. We're traveling to my hometown for Christmas, and our daughter is just under 2 months old, trying to figure out the sleeping situation. Do we do a pack and play? Do we get an infant mattress? Do we bring the bassinet? I'll tell you what you do.
You don't
go. You don't travel anywhere when your kid is 2 months old. They come to you, man, or you Skype or FaceTime. You call on the phone, and you stay the fuck home with
your
2 month
old. That's the number one holiday mistake that new parents make, is they try to bite off more than they can chew. Everybody knows your house is a shit show right now because you have a young baby. You can miss one Christmas, and it's not going to be a big deal.
Right.
And if it is a big deal, fuck them. Like, who cares?
And you're probably thinking, if you have a new kid, like, oh, it's our first Christmas. I don't want to miss it. I want them to see grandpa, blah, blah, blah. it's going to suck. Like, your Christmas will suck traveling around and trying to put a two-month-old to sleep in a pack and play and all this. So you might be thinking, like, oh, I don't want to miss Christmas, but I promise you staying at home and being happy with your family is better than trying to force a Christmas with a newborn.
And if you have to go for whatever reason, whatever it may be, whatever is the least different than whatever the kid usually does, do that. Because
right.
you're up the creek.
Keep
it's going to suck no matter what.
Possible.
It's going to the only thing that's going to suck more than like that instant time around Christmas is like the week after when the baby's going
to
be all fucked.
And
up.
I think low key, nobody wants you to bring the baby. That's
yeah.
that
well,
cuz they're going to be crying, like the baby's going to be crying.
True, but I
think grandma wants the baby
yeah,
there.
And grandpa's
like,
oh,
like,
oh yeah, I want the
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, we're totally stoked about that crying through the night. And then mom feels even worse that the baby's like up crying.
Right.
And like dad does too, like everybody.
It's a shit show.
You feel like shit the whole time and it's not a good time. You're going to pack it up. It's going to be terrible.
It's hard
stay
to
stay at home, Skype a little bit, FaceTime a couple times, and call it good.
It's the future. You can see people now, and you don't have to be in the same room. It's like what I said at the top of the show. It's like a lot of Christmas is not really the same fun as it used to be when you have a kid, especially when you first have a kid and it's 2 months old. You just got to kind of suck it up and be like, Christmas is probably going to suck this year. We're going to just be like at home trying to get some sleep, and merry fucking Christmas.
Chaps, I have a question for you. This is I like almost an Uncle Chaps kind of thing here. As someone, me and Kevin, newer to the game, have you ever had to deal with getting a toy that's like the hot toy? Like, I know this year it's Hatchimals is like the biggest thing in the world. I'm trying to get like the Nintendo Classic, and I was like on the internet every time it was released and just see it disappear. I can't imagine having to do the thing. Did you ever do like the pay $400 for a $20 toy thing?
I would cut my dick off before I did that. Like, straight up. Like, luckily, my kid is weird enough where she doesn't, like, the older one is weird enough where she doesn't really care what other people likes. Like, so you can get her, like, Harry Potter books or, like, Percy Jackson or something like that, and she can get her books and stuff to sing and color and do that, like, and she's cool with it. I feel like because a lot of that is because we didn't have cable for the longest time, so they weren't watching Disney Channel, which is just inundated with advertisements
ads,
for
yeah,
toys.
Yeah.
McCartney will pick up on a toy and she'll be like, I want that toy. I don't give a shit. Like, and she doesn't give a shit on Christmas morning. She is going to be stoked at whatever she gets as long as it has like a dinosaur face on it or a superhero or something like that.
Right.
She's cool. If she wants the expensive ass gift, she can ask somebody else for it or she just won't get it. Do not care.
I mean, fucking iron fist over here,
I
right? Yeah, you
if
gotta do
you
it.
You get that gift, I'm gonna kill myself.
Yeah, I mean, if she does get that $400 gift, your boy's putting it on eBay.
All right, let's wrap up this Christmas edition as we wrap up every episode. A little something we like to call bedtime stories. Chaps, we begin with you. Bedtime story.
Last week, it wasn't even last week at this point that you're listening. Santa was at her daycare and this Santa looked legit
Santa.
It
Miracle
wasn't
on 34th Street Santa.
Yeah, it wasn't like fucking bad Santa smelling like bad meat and cheese. Like, it wasn't that Santa. He like looked, it was the real beard, totally silver. He was about 5'9", squat, little chubby dude, good Santa. McCartney is there a little bit earlier. It was like 7:15, and Santa's like knocking on the daycare door, and McCartney just happens to be standing there like we had just done the little touch pad to get her in, and she looks over, and she sees the red man suit, and she's just like, oh, fuck. She's like, Daddy, it's Santa. And I'm like, yeah, baby. And so
that's
she
him.
Like completely wide-eyed, like the height of I Believe in Santa Claus, pure and in color right there before me.
I can't
like,
wait for that.
It
man.
Was soul. It was like the picture of childhood joy.
Right.
Like right there. And she just went up to him and she was like, hi, Santa. Can I tell you what I want for Christmas? And it was like a TV moment that was just so cute.
Yeah. I mean,
so
that
cute.
Is the ultimate bedtime story where it's like, your kid's cute at the right time of the year with the right symbol and everything, like, all coming together.
But her look when she turned and saw Santa, she was just like, oh, my fucking God.
So your buddy the elf, Santa!
I know him! Clem, what do you got?
So another gift for Sienna's birthday, it was a heck of a year for this stuff, was we got a karaoke machine. Big music year. And it came with one CD, and the first song on the CD is Jingle Bells. I don't even think it's an all holiday. It's just that happens to be the first song. I think Jingle Bells is her favorite song, and it's the perfect time of year for it. So every 5 seconds, jingle, she requests Jingle Bells. That's all she wants to hear is Jingle Bells. So we now have a diehard Jingle Bells, and she'll just start singing in the car on her own, just Jingle Bells. And it's like, now I love Jingle Bells. I'm going to hate Jingle Bells probably by like February.
It's so cute when they sing, because you always tell them, like, I love it when you sing. Like, you're such a good singer. And then they're just like, hell yeah, yeah.
That's right.
I'm a badass singer.
We'll do an episode in a few weeks, though. I'll see how much you love Jingle Bells. It'll be a different story in about a month, right?
It's like Jingle Bells and drums. I'm ready to kill somebody.
I forgot to tell this one. After Thanksgiving, she was dressed up in her little turkey outfit, little turkey dress. And she was eating stuffing and liking it a lot. And it was like...
That's wild.
Yeah, she was having like little bits of it, and she has two teeth, and she's just like kind of chomping on them and reaching for more. And I had my plate of stuffing, and she had hers, and it was like, for a split second, 31, she's barely one, like, we were on the same page. We're at Thanksgiving crunching that stuffing together. I was like, okay, yeah, we're gonna get along. Like, yeah, you want a beer?
And when they do eat that much, especially when they're at Shay's age, and you rub their little belly, and you can feel like how full it is.
Dude,
it's so cute.
I'm gonna throw a second bedtime story. Her new thing
is first
dual bedtime story.
holiday special.
Audible, call it audible. She, when we take like her sweatshirt off now, she just has like her onesie T-shirt on. Or if I take that off, she just two hands like pats her own belly, and she just loves it.
She's like old man.
But yeah, exactly. And it's what's funny is that me and her basically have like the same belly type at this point. We have like the beer ball.
You're both like skinny fat.
Yeah, exactly. And she has a reason and I don't, you know. She's supposed to be skinny
fat.
Same
reason.
I'm not. Yeah, right. Same reason. Different excuses, I'll say. But it's like she won't do it when she has a sweatshirt or a jacket on, but as soon as that comes off, she's like, oh yeah. And she starts banging on the belly. So that's it. Merry Christmas to everybody out there. We will be back.
And happy Hanukkah as well.
And happy Hanukkah. Happy holidays to everybody. We hope you enjoy the holidays. We'll be back maybe next week. Maybe, I'm not sure. Maybe the week after. We'll talk. Enjoy.
Hey, jingity jing. It's Dominic the donkey. Jingity jing. The Italian Christmas donkey. La, la, la.